Street, Paul, a Wednesday evening awards presentation at the St. Paul Rec. Center offered an opportunity for members of the St. Paul Fire Department to gather, reflect and be acknowledged for their hard work and tireless dedication. A number of emotional and heartfelt moments were brought up throughout the evening. Challenge coins presented on February 16, 2021. The St. Paul Fire Department responded to a house fire just outside the town of St. Paul. One of the occupants of the home was outside, but informed firefighters that her husband had re-entered the home. While Fire Chief Trevor Kotovic said he was proud of each of the responding members who attended the tough call, the team of Captain James McGonigal, Firefighter Todd Elliott, Firefighter Richard Robinson, Firefighter Chris Borse, and Firefighter Billy Quana stood out for their dedication to locating the victim that night. Although the St. Paul area man did succumb to injuries related to the fire, firefighters were able to find him and remove him from the structure, despite the extreme conditions they faced. Kotovic said responding members later described the fire as some of the most intense heat ever experienced. Conditions turned unsafe very quickly, as firefighters worked to locate the victim and extinguish the fire. In recognition of their dedication that night, Kotovic presented Elliott, Borse, Robinson and Quana with Office of the Fire Chief Challenge coins. McGonigal will also receive a coin, although he was not in attendance at Wednesday night's presentation. Kotovic simply requested that members continue to do the hard work they do. Firefighter of the Year. Perhaps one of the most meaningful presentations of the night was the annual naming of the St. Paul Firefighter of the Year Award. Coming up on stage earlier in the evening as Kotovic thanked retiring members for their commitment to the department, firefighter Paul Keller was asked to return to the stage to accept the award. Keller was described as someone who was dedicated to completing every task given to him, and achieved his NFPA certification along a group of much younger classmates. Kotovic described Keller as a worthy recipient of the award, which is chosen by fellow firefighters. Among the comments included in the process to choose the Firefighter of the Year, Keller was described as having a positive attitude, an individual who was always willing to help, a man with a big heart, and someone who was always able to do the physical aspect of the job. Clearly taken back by the award, Keller offered a thank you to fellow firefighters and said the award meant a lot to him. He noted that it was an honor to have served on the St. Paul Fire Department, who he considered as family. Keller served with the St. Paul Department from January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2021. Longtime captain, every now and again, something does surprise me at work, said Kotovic, as he spoke about a long-serving member of the SPFD choosing to retire. That member is Captain Giles Jean, a member who was looked up to by many. Jean joined the SPFD in February of 1995. I can tell you, he is one of the most kind individuals, said Kotovic. He described Jean as simply being a decent human being that society should take lessons from. Over the year, Jean sacrificed his safety and his time to help strangers. He also earned the trust and respect of those who followed him. Asked to say a few words to those in attendance on Wednesday, Jean also described his fellow firefighters as being like family. He recalled how he joined the department at a young age, after being raised on the farm. His reason for joining was to simply give back to the community. Being raised in an environment that encouraged volunteering, Jean said it felt natural to join the department. But now, he believes it's time for the younger generation to take over, and Jean says he is confident, we're in good hands. Other members retiring from the SPFD include Tim Joffrey and Chris Schwab. Joffrey recently moved closer to his employment in the Ashmont area. He served in St. Paul from January 1, 2014 to November 20, 2020. Schwab served 2 years with the department and was a firefighter in the Smoky Lake area before coming to St. Paul. He acknowledged the St. Paul department for reminding him of an important lesson. Thank you for showing me what brotherhood was again, said Schwab, adding, the department showed him what family is. Years of Service Awards. A list of firefighters received Years of Service Awards on Wednesday night. Due to the fact that the pandemic didn't allow for a public presentation to take place last year, a few of the 2020 service pins were also handed out. Receiving five-year service pins were Brooke Royer, 2020, Dean Willick, 2021, Travis Cusick, 2021, and Tyson Newby, 2021. Receiving 10-year services pins were James McGonigal, 2020, Todd Elliott, 2021, Keel Anderson, 2021, Ian Brusso, 2021, and Nathan Baer, 2021. Receiving a 15-year service pin was Brad Williams. He has also recently been promoted to captain for Crew No. 2. Williams had been serving as the lieutenant of Crew No. 2 for a number of years. Alberta Emergency Services medals were also presented on Wednesday night to firefighters Dwight Melnick, Keller, and Lieutenant Chad Bachelet. A longtime coming fire services exemplary medal was also presented to retired firefighter William Blower. The newest recruits of the SPFD were also on hand and introduced during the evening, including Blake Grattan, Kieran Kotovic, Ryan Brake and Matthew Lefebvre.